Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, my little adorable misses. This is the experiment of this making me a little nervous because today is April Fool's Day. All right, so what we decided to do for the first time in my entire career is acknowledge April Fool's Day, which means that you guys are allowed to call up with made-up questions or silly questions, or you could also call up and tell me about your best April Fool's Day joke ever, if you want. But the idea, I thought we'd try this for the first for the first half hour of the program. Well, you can hear I'm kind of chickening out on this a little bit, because the reason in the past that I've never sort of acknowledged it is I figured, you know, that people have real problems. And if they call up and I go, April Fools, and they're saying, no, you don't understand, this is real, then I'm in trouble, right? I sound like a real creep. So the idea is that we would just bow to the intellectual and calendar. Can you use calendar? Calendaric? That's a pretty cool word, calendaric. I think I may have just made it up. Pressure.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, it does. The calendaric pressure of April Fool's Day. All right, so I did an interview that was supposed to go for a half hour today and went for an hour. So I guess that's a good sign. And it's called Up Close and Far Away, which is a media podcast, which I will give you the details of. That's a bad sentence, isn't it? When I know, so that'll be good to hear. One of the interesting questions they asked me was about the difference between left brain and right brain. You know, left brain being logical and right brain being the emotional one. They said, which is am I? And I said, well, I'm the corpus callosum. Do you know what the corpus callosum is, Manny?
I do not know.
They didn't either. It didn't occur to me until after I sort of whacked that out. But the corpus callosum is the fiber, the crossover fibers. It's the middle, the white part. If you look at a picture of the brain, there's a crossover, because obviously the left lobe and the right lobe have to communicate with one another, right? And in some cases where there's been a stroke or there's been a birth defect or something where they don't, it's chaotic, because the left brain literally doesn't know what the right brain is doing. But the crossover point is the corpus callosum. And I said, you know, to a certain extent, I've always been that way. I've always been curious. I've always been sort of between two worlds. I've always, even in junior high school where there were groups, I was kind of in the middle, which meant that you got a lot of grief, but you had a great perspective, and you were sort of negotiating. And I'm now in the middle of a condo war in my building, and I'm serving the same function. I'm in the middle of trying to negotiate between the two sides. So that's apparently been my role in life and my cortical definition, calendric and cortical. Let's see if I can get one more C. All right, April Fool's Day. 855 is still the phone number, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. And you guys are going to be the determiner of whether I ever do this again, or this was the world's coolest idea, and it's going to be really fun, or the world's stupidest idea, and it's going to be really, really quiet. All right, so we'll try it for the first half hour of the program. We'll see where we go. So if you're going to do this, you got to do it early, right? So I don't lose complete confidence in it. All right, April Fool's Day. It's, you know, everybody loves April Fool's Day, except possibly me at this moment, but that's a different issue. And that's in my own making, so it's not an April Fool's Day joke. All right, so the idea is nobody's certain exactly where it came from, which is true of a lot of things. But I was watching a documentary last night that's called Our Man in Tehran, which was the Argo story, except instead of it being fictionalized, it was the real people. And Ken Taylor, who was the Canadian ambassador in Iran, he's the one they refer to as our man in Tehran, because he was the one who saved the hostages, the six people. There were 52 hostages held someplace else, and then the six hostages that he kept in a secret as a secret for a couple months. And not only did he do it, but the entire Canadian government issued false passports and did all sorts of incredibly brave things that, you know, if the Canadians, if it had been Canadians who were in trouble, the Americans probably would not have responded nearly as heroically. But at any rate, they, one of the things that came out in the documentary, which I don't think came out in the movie, is the Canadians actually sent them false passports, which is against every rule that every country has, is you don't issue false passports to people. But they did, to save their lives. And but they put on the first day of the year being January 1st. Well, in the Muslim world, guess what the first day of the world, the first day of the calendar is? It's today. It's April Fool's Day. It's April 1st. So, and I didn't know that before then. But when I was looking at the research on April Fool's Day, the Romans and Hindus celebrated New Year's Day on or around April 1st, following the vernal equinox, which is March 20th or 21st. In medieval times, much of Europe celebrated March 25th, the Feast of the Annunciation, as the beginning of the new year. So it would have gotten them killed if somebody hadn't actually looked at the passports. In 1582, Pope Gregory the 13th ordered a new calendar, hence the Gregorian calendar, to replace the old Julian calendar. The new calendar called for New Year's Day to be celebrated on January 1st. That year, France adopted and reformed the reformed calendar and shifted New Year's Day till January 1st. Vive la France! According to a popular explanation, many people either refused to accept the new date or did not learn about it and continued to celebrate New Year's Day on April 1st. Other people began to make fun of traditionalists, sending them on fool's errands or trying to trick them into believing something false. Eventually, the practice spread throughout Europe. A chance to make fun of people, of course it's going to spread. There are at least two difficulties with this explanation. The first is, excuse me, that doesn't fully account for the spread of April Fool's Day to other European countries. It is not true that as go the French, so go the Germans, for example, or the English. The Gregorian calendar was not adopted by England until 1752, but April Fool's Day was already established by there by that point. Okay, we've got a problem here, Houston. The second is that we have no direct historical evidence for this explanation, only conjecture, and that conjecture appears to have been made more recently. Another explanation of the origin of April Fool's Day was provided by Joseph Boskin at BU. He explained the practice began during the reign of Constantine, when a group of court jesters and fools told the Roman emperor that they could do a better job of running the empire. Constantine, amused, allowed a jester named Kugel to be king for one day. Kugel passed an edict calling for absurdity on that day, and the custom became an annual event. You know, it's also a part of Hunchback of Notre Dame, which happens, obviously, in France. It was a very serious day. In those times, fools were really wise men. It was the role of jesters to put things in perspective with humor. And this was an explanation that was printed in 1983. There was only one catch. Boskin made the whole thing up. It took a couple of weeks for the AP to realize that they'd been victims of an April Fool's joke themselves. See how cool this day is, folks? It's worth noting that many different cultures have had days of foolishness around the start of April, give or take a couple of weeks. The Romans had a festival named Hilaria on March 25th, rejoicing in the resurrection of Attis. The Hindu calendar has Holi, the Jewish calendar has Purim. Perhaps there's something about this time of year with its turn from winter to spring that lends itself to lighthearted celebrations. Well, there's also May Day, but that's not for another month. April Fool's Day is observed throughout the Western world. Practices include sending someone on a fool's errand, looking for things that don't exist, playing pranks, and trying to get people to believe ridiculous things. The French call April 1st the Poisson d'Avril, or April Fish. French children sometimes tape a picture of a fish on the back of their schoolmates crying Poisson d'Avril when the prank is discovered. So there you go.
There it is.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, following along in this tradition is the spaghetti tree hoax. Do you know about this one?
You've heard of it.
You just know exactly what it is.
I just don't know the detailed backstory of it.
All right, can I hear music or am I not hearing music?
There it is.
That's what I thought. I heard music. I'll tell you about the spaghetti tree hoax when we return. Give me a holler and make up something today. Or just, you can come up and tell me your favorite April Fool's joke. All right, or prank. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so it's April Fool's Day, 2015. The spaghetti tree hoax was a three-minute hoax on April Fool's Day in 1957 that was done by the BBC. I mean, think about how serious and staid BBC is, all right? It's a current affairs program spelled with two M's and an E, Panorama, showing a family in southern Switzerland harvesting spaghetti from the family's spaghetti tree. Spaghetti was relatively little known in the UK, so many Britons were unaware that spaghetti is made from wheat flour and water. A number of viewers afterwards contacted the BBC for advice on growing their own spaghetti trees. Decades later, CNN called this broadcast the biggest hoax that any reputable news establishment ever pulled. They actually have pictures of a spaghetti tree and a woman picking the spaghetti. But the interesting thing is, the spaghetti, I'm trying to see if in the picture if it looks straight or that it's been cooked. A little unclear from the picture. So they said that they had a bumper spaghetti harvest in a mild winter, a virtual disappearance of the spaghetti weevil. They had a traditional harvest festival, a discussion of the breeding necessary to develop a strain to produce the perfect length. Some scenes were filmed at the now-closed Pasta Foods Factory on London Road, St. Albans in Hertfordshire, and a hotel in Castagna, Switzerland. It turns out that the cameraman dreamed up the story after remembering how teachers at his school in Austria teased his classmates for being so stupid that they were told spaghetti grew on trees, they would believe it. See, they should have done the money tree. The editor told the BBC how he got a budget of £100 and sent him off. So that's what, like, at that time it was about under $400.
Mm-hmm.
It was made more believable through its voiceover by respected broadcaster Richard Dimley. Nimley knew they were using his authority to make the joke work. He loved the idea and went out with relish, not to mention pasta sauce. At the time, 7 million of the 15.8 million homes in Britain had TV sets, which was just under 50%. Pasta was not an everyday food, and it was known mainly from tinned spaghetti and tomato sauce and considered by many to be an exotic delicacy. An estimated 8 million people watched the program on the 1st of April. And hundreds phoned in to ask about cultivation. Place a sprig of spaghetti in a tin full of tomato sauce and hope for the best. In 1939, Soviet novel The Adventures of Captain Vrungel, a similar gag is present when the crew is arrested by Mussolini's forces. Managed to convince the soldiers he can make spaghetti grow and even demonstrates it, although in his particular case it grew out of the ground like cereal. He states that the spaghetti will only grow properly if watered with alcohol. The alcohol allotted for the purpose is naturally all drunk by the soldiers, causing a drop in security sufficient for the heroes to escape. He explains he planted oats along with the spaghetti. All right. So, that's a pretty good story, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Like that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, let's see if I can find any other April Fool's stories, because clearly you guys... This was a perfectly good idea. That wasn't a perfectly good idea. What can I tell you? All right, so these things happen. This was, I'll tell you, the day in history, though, is absolutely fascinating, given the fact it's April Fool's Day, but I'll tell you that in a minute. All right, so these are the top April Fool's jokes. The fat socks. This was relatively recent, 2001. The Daily Mail revealed that Esporta Health Clubs had launched a new line of socks dubbed Fat Socks, designed to help people lose weight. They actually sucked body fat out of sweating feet, promising to banish fat forever.
Yeah, right.
This was Professor Frank Ellis Elgood explained the socks employed a nylon polymer called fluoroastrotetrazine, previously only applied in the nutrition industry. As a person's body heat rose and their blood vessels dilated, the socks drew excess lipid from the body through the sweat. After sweating out the fat, the wearer could then simply wash the socks and the fat away. In 1996, Virgin Cola ran an ad in a British paper announcing the interest of consumer safety and integrated a new technology into its cans. When the cola passed its sell-by date, the liquid reacted with the metal in the can, turning the can bright blue. Virgin warned that consumers should therefore avoid purchasing all blue cans. Somewhat coincidentally, bat-bat, Pepsi had recently unveiled its newly designed cans, which were bright, fill-in-the-blank,
blue.
Yeah.
All
right, so a blue can meant that it was past its sell-by date. In 1988, the Izvestia reported that the world-renowned Argentine soccer player Diego Maradona was in negotiations to join Spartak Moscow, who were then to pay him $6 million to play on their team. The Associated Press quickly picked up this surprising story and distributed it to their subscribers, but had to publish a retraction after querying Izvestia for more details, receiving the response that they should be mindful of the date, April 1st. They believed the story because Soviet papers had never before published an April Fool's Day hoax. It was simply unheard of for the dour state-run publication to crack a joke. The sudden display of humor was credited to Mikhail Gorbachev's policy of glasnost, or openness, instituted the previous year.
I just found one, hoax later on down in this list. It's number 20 on the list because it was like the top 100 hoaxes. Number 20 on the list was the left-handed Whopper.
Oh, I remember that. That was a couple of years ago. That was like last year or something, wasn't it?
No, well, this says it's back from 1998, back in 1998. It says Burger King published a full-page advertisement in the USA Today announcing the introduction of the new item to their menu, the left-handed Whopper.
But they did it again last year or something because I saw it.
Okay. It says, specifically designed for the 32 million left-handed Americans, according to the advertisement, the new Whopper included the same ingredients as the original Whopper, lettuce, tomato, hamburger, patty, etc., but all the condiments were rotated 180 degrees for the benefit of their left-handed customers. The following day, Burger King issued a follow-up release revealing that although the left-handed Whopper was a hoax, thousands of customers had gone into restaurants to request the new sandwich. Simultaneously, according to the press release, many others requested their own right-handed version. Left-handed products of various kinds are actually an old joke on April 1st, but Burger King's announcement quickly became by far the most famous version of the joke.
Yeah.
I don't remember that popping up last year.
No, I remember it last year. I think they reissued it or something.
Okay.
Because I remember sort of covering it and saying, but wait.
Maybe they thought last year after 16 years that people would forget about what they did.
Yeah, exactly.
Before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What, it's new again. All right. But think about this. These are real historical events. In 1789, the U.S. House of Representatives elect its first speaker. Okay, that's an April Fool's joke, if you ever heard one, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Wrigley Company was founded in 1891. This one probably, I mean, if I were at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, this was the day that in 1954 that it was authorized to create the Air Force Academy. The U.S. State Department of Transportation became operational. Apple Inc. was founded in 1976. Google announced Gmail, so it's a big deal apparently in the tech world. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're looking at April Fools for over the years and throughout the world. And if you think about these, they really, some of them are really pretty ingenious. The European Economic Community decided to put out on April Fool's Day a no-hole polo mints, because polo mints apparently have hole in. They said that now by council regulations, it's against the law to produce mints with holes. So you could only have tubular foodstuffs, and you had to delete the holes. So they said that the existing stock of polo mints would be supplemented by a Euro conversion kit containing 27-millimeter hole fillers to be placed inside the polo mint. And there would be an instruction manual. Switzerland got into the game by saying that the reason the Alps looked so clean was because they had a Swiss mountain cleaners who scrubbed the rocks of unsightly bird drippings. And so they not only looked beautiful, but prevented erosion. Millions of people watched the video. 30,000 took the online test to determine whether they had what it took to become a mountain cleaner, which is a Felsenputzer. Later that year, the cable car company began offering an actual mountain cleaning course that attracted people from all over the world. So that one's pretty clever.
Yeah.
This one, for all of you people who love your cable company, this was Telecommunications Inc., which was later acquired by AT&T and then Comcast. They put out an April cover of Broadcast Engineering showing a view of the media control room. And one of the people has got solitaire on their computer screen. So they got a huge number of people sort of calling in and saying he's not doing his job, but they said, no, it was a setup. My favorite, actually, was the Daily Mirror. And we don't think of the Brits as necessarily having that much sense of humor. Broke the news of a romance between Margaret Thatcher and Mikhail Gorbachev when Thatcher was in the Soviet Union. And they actually had pictures of them holding hands, and at one point she's tickling under his chin, and they're actually stealing a kiss. And what they used was lookalikes. And it turns out Margaret Thatcher left April 2nd. She told members of the press that they got on very well, considering that we are very different and hold very different views. People were offended because she's a married woman. I think he was married, too, at the time.
Yeah.
Then we have the Tasmanian mock walrus. This is from Orlando. They called it the TMW. People were adopting as a pet. 4 inches long, looked like a walrus, purred like a cat, and had the temperament of a hamster. It never had to be bathed, used the litter box, and ate cockroaches. Could rid a house of its cockroach problem completely. They said that the pest control industry was trying to get the government to ban TMWs, fearing they would put cockroach exterminators out of business. People called, wanted to know where they could get their own.
I've got one here.
All right.
April 1st, 1992, airline passengers descending into Los Angeles Airport might have experienced a momentary feeling of panic when they looked out the window and saw an 85-foot-long yellow banner on the ground that spelled out in 20-foot-high red letters, "Welcome to Chicago." It was raised above the Hollywood Park racetrack, which lay directly along the flight path for arriving planes, about 3 miles from the airport. Park spokesman Brock Sheridan explained, "It was something we'd always wanted to do. We thought it would be kind of funny, and our new management thought it would be a great practical joke. The sign remained up for 2 days."
Wow, they didn't all lose their jobs? That's pretty cute.
Wow, yeah.
This one is especially for you. Supposedly there was an agreement between the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, England, and the Guinness Brewery, where Guinness would be declared the official beer sponsor of the observatory's millennium celebration. Greenwich Mean Time would be renamed Guinness Mean Time. Instead of counting seconds in pips, as was traditional, the observatory would count them in pint drips. The Financial Times lamented the deal marked a new low in corporate marketing and set a brash tone for the millennium. It was a joke.
Okay, here's one.
Okay.
This is 1954. Hawaiian DJ Hal Akuhead Lewis announced on KHON radio that the U.S. Senate had not only approved statehood for Hawaii, but had also provided for an immediate refund of all 1953 federal taxes to island residents. The news caused massive turmoil throughout Hawaii. Radio stations, newspapers, and the Internal Revenue Bureau were flooded with calls from people seeking more information. Many banks received calls from people who wanted to place orders for stock and bond purchases with their forthcoming refund.
Yeah.
The announcement seemed plausible because a Hawaiian tax refund had been in the news recently. Congressman Joseph Farrington had suggested that islanders should be given a refund of all federal taxes they had ever paid if Hawaii wasn't granted full statehood. In reality, Hawaii only achieved statehood in 1959, not 1954, and islanders' taxes were never refunded.
Wow. Yeah, trying to get money back from the feds. Good luck, everybody.
Have fun trying to do that.
Yeah, right. Okay, here's a good one. In 1980, the BBC reported that Big Ben, in order to keep up with the times, was going to be given a digital readout. All right, remember Big Ben is the clock?
Yeah.
anecdotes about the day it stopped and when it chimed 13 instead of 12. The clock hands, no longer being needed, would be given away to the first four listeners to contact them. One Japanese seaman in the mid-Atlantic immediately radioed in, hoping to be among the lucky callers. It got a huge volume of calls from listeners who was furious that Big Ben was going to be meddled with. They had to apologize for days.
God.
Well, that's the BBC. You'd think the BBC would have learned from this.
Yeah. Here's one.
They said this is another London Times.
Mm-hmm.
Said that M25, the circular highway surrounding London, was going to be one way.
Oh, boy.
Man-eating piranhas. Let's see. Clearly people get sort of inspired by this. Stay 3 feet away from the banks of streams and don't go in the water. An accidental mix-up at the hatchery had led to several dozen man-eating piranhas being released with thousands of trout. The piranhas could completely devour an ox in less than 5 minutes. Even the fountain outside the downtown courthouse was potentially not safe because it had been stocked with few fish. At the end, it said this is all baloney. Apparently, the reporter had to spend the next few days answering calls from word anglers.
Wow. Here's one from 1992. National Public Radio's Talk of the Nation revealed that Richard Nixon, in a surprise move, was running for president again. His new campaign slogan was, quote, "I didn't do anything wrong, and I won't do it again," end quote. Accompanying this announcement were audio clips of Nixon delivering his candidacy speech. Listeners responded viscerally to the announcement, flooding the show with calls expressing shock and outrage. Only during the second half of the show did the host, John Hockenberry, reveal that the announcement was a practical joke. Nixon's voice was impersonated by comedian Rich Little.
Well, I remember the T-shirts that said, "I'm tan, I'm ready, send me in, coach," of Richard Nixon in whatever year. There. All right, so it would seem to me that April Fool's Day inspires at least media outlets. It sort of inspired me to sort of say, okay, well, let's try doing that. And the good news is at least I don't have to apologize, right, for all the phone calls that we got that were fake because you guys are not playing, which was sort of a calculated risk. I don't mind being completely. Okay, I do mind a little bit. No, I really don't. It's one of the reasons I've never done it is because I thought, well, you know, when people are serious about problems, they really don't want it to be treated like a joke, which I absolutely agree with. So, what can I tell you? All right, let's see if we can find one or two more, and then we'll go back to regular programming as we once knew it. Right?
I've got one right here.
All right, go ahead.
From 1989, Seattle's Almost Live comedy show started their program with a news flash that the Seattle Space Needle had collapsed. A reporter presented the news, and then several shots of the Space Needle lying on its side in a pile of rubble were shown. The show's host, John Keister, appeared after a commercial break and assured viewers the announcement had only been a joke. Nevertheless, thousands of people were fooled. Staff at the Space Needle reported receiving over 700 calls from concerned viewers,
yeah,
and 911 lines jammed from the sudden rush of calls from people seeking more information. The false report remains infamous in Seattle to this day.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things that doesn't work very well on the air. I remember working one Thanksgiving Eve,
mm-hmm,
and saying, I'll stuff your head while you stuff your bird. If you didn't defrost it, just put it in the oven at 100 degrees and it'll be ready by Christmas. You wouldn't believe how many people called up to tell me that salmonella, and I was kidding. Mm. I'm not sure kidding works terribly well on the air. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this is our last couple minutes of celebrating April Fool's Day. But what's really struck me by the effort that people put in, I swear to you, some of these people have been planning their April Fool's joke from April 2nd till, you know, the following year, April Fool's Day. Some of them are really ingenious. One was in Britain. They said that because the British kept moving back and forth between British summertime, that they were actually ahead of the rest of the world, and so they had to do an Operation Parallax to resynchronize the British calendar. So as a result, they have to cancel April 5th. And somebody called and said that you have to pay her employees for that day. In 1922, so this has been going on for a long time, a new stock named AFP appeared on the bulletin board in Detroit, and it opened at 6, rose to 12, dropped down to 2, and finally climbed back to 8 where it remained. Somebody figured that they maybe should call and ask them what the name of the stock was. They said somebody hypothesized it was American Fire Protection. It was not. It was All Fools Preferred. So, somebody presumably could have made some money on it. It's illegal. A broker was responsible for his own losses. Then there's the mummified fairy. The British seem particularly prone to this.
Yeah.
A guy posted on the website an 8-inch winged creature explaining it had been found in Derbyshire by a man walking his dog and had been brought to him for analysis since he was known as paranormal. He said it was a mummified fairy. Then he finally admitted that he was a prop maker and he made it up. But he founded a make-your-own mummified fairy kit on Kickstarter, which I guess was not an April Fool's joke. Popular Photography did an article of can this photo be saved, and they had taken a famous picture that was taken during the Depression called Migrant Mother, and they photoshopped her so she looked like a soccer mom. They said it was just a joke. These are my two faves, all right? Okay. And then I'll let you take over, Manny. They said that King's College Choir, again, the Brits, said that it was impractical to continue featuring young boys in the choir because of complex regulations. And they were trying to replicate the high pitch of the boys' pre-adolescent voices. The older choral members had vetoed the surgical solution. The choir leaders adopted a suggestion made by a colleague to use helium. You know what happens when you use helium? And this is probably even more than the Margaret Thatcher. This is in 2000. All right. Florida researchers had developed a Viagra-like pill to treat sexually frustrated pets, including hamsters. Vets said were derisive, but the article pointed out there are few things as sad as a pet suffering from feelings of sexual inadequacy, noting, it's not unknown for a guinea pig to sit in its cage thinking, I haven't had sex for months. Am I so unattractive? Owners were instructed to simply grind the pills up and sprinkle them in the pet's food, laying some newspaper down on the floor once the pills began to take effect. The pills were to be marketed under the brand name Pheromone. Like pheromone?
Yeah.
But feral? All right. I'm in the Viagra for your pet. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Okay, so this is from 2010. Online retailer Think Greek announced an exciting new product, canned unicorn meat, which it described as the new white meat and an excellent source of sparkles.
Sparkles, this is good. I'm so there.
It's unlikely that many people believe Think Greek was really selling unicorn meat, but the concept proved popular enough that a few months later, the company started selling the product for real. Customers who ordered it received a stuffed unicorn toy inside a can, except for customers in Germany who complained that they weren't receiving their orders. Eventually, the reason for the delay was traced back to the shipments being halted by German customs officials, who apparently believed that unicorns were real and had therefore decided that the product fell afoul of regulations banning the importation of meat from rare and from quote rare animals.
Very rare.
Let's see. Where was the
See the game that never was with São Paulo on no, April 1st. They have they had Milan playing São Paulo, and it was a humiliating route, 4-0. Do not mess with people's soccer.
Yeah,
and they said that the referees were incredibly prejudiced, and he'd made up the whole thing. They tarnished the image of Brazilian football.
Wow. Here's one. 1961. In Milan, in 1961, many people from the surrounding countryside still rode their horses into the city. So, La Notte newspaper announced that city authorities, in order to make sure the horses could continue to coexist with motor traffic, had passed a law making it mandatory for horses to be outfitted with signaling and brake lights. while being ridden through the streets. Many people subsequently brought their horses into car mechanics to have them outfitted with the necessary lights.
This is a good one. A professor at Aquinas College had a strict rule of a student's phone rang during class. This was just last year. They had to answer it on speakerphone in front of everyone. So when a woman's phone rang, he heard the entire class hear, "Hi, this is Kevin from the Pregnancy Resource Center. Per your request, I'm calling to inform you the test results have come back positive. Congratulations." The professor immediately turned around and muttered, okay, you may want to shut that down. When the call finally ended, he apologized to her, but she assured him it was okay. She'd been expecting the news. She'd already named, picked out for the baby. Its first name would be April. The middle name would be Fool. 25 million viewers on YouTube.
Wow.
The best classroom April Fool prank ever. At this point, it's certainly the most widely shared and celebrated one. Actually, there was one similar when I was at Rice. There was a professor who said that that if you missed the test, you had to be on death's door. And some guy hired an ambulance crew, and came in on a stretcher with an IV line in the class. But I don't think it was April Fool's.
Wow.
We still had to take the test. And the professor just handed him the blue book. Wow. Retro breeding the woolly mammoth. Yeah, there. So, look, I think the point is, if you're going to do April Fool's joke, you better plan ahead, because these are serious jokers with serious intent.
Yeah,
and I think the other lesson that we've all learned, or at least I've learned it, is you have to be really careful about satire and or humor on the air, that it is highly suspect. So I'm going to give you the phone number, which is a real phone number, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. And starting next hour, we revert to non-April Fool's kinds of content, all right? But at least you got to hear how involved some of these stories are.
Yeah, it's
somebody's put a lot of effort and care into it. Didn't we used to call this punking? Or candid camera or something?
Yeah.
All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.